there. My name is Seth Juarez. We're here, by the way, I'm from Channel 9. We're here at that conference. It's a really cool conference where we have like this sort of summer camp for geeks kind of thing going on. And I'm having here like a fireside chat with Mr. G. Andrew Duffy. We got to warm our hands a little bit, yeah. Or better known as Devhammer. Yeah. I follow you on Twitter, man.
I follow you too.
You're like a celebrity. Awesome. This is so exciting for me. I made him blush.
He's making my head kind of swell a little bit.
So tell us a little bit about the talks you're doing.
All right, so this morning I did a talk on, among other things, this nice little device here.
It's a Pi, right?
It is a Pi 2.
The 2, yeah.
Pi 2, I guess Pi 2 Model B. It's kind of naming sort of like Microsoft sometimes names products. You tack on as many different words as you possibly can.
It makes it more important. That's what
exactly.
We decided.
So I recently got into this because of Windows IoT Core, or Windows 10 IoT Core, I suppose I should say.
I just downloaded it, and you're saying it works on the Pi.
Yeah, so it works on the Pi, and what I really like about that is that in addition to kind of the usual universal Windows platform stuff on desktop and tablet, you can write XAML apps for this.
But right. there's no UI, so would it be useful?
So there is, in that you've got an HDMI out,
course.
Right? So you can just take it out to a monitor, you take it out to a projector. And the cool thing is that this really allows me to marry the world of hardware with the world of apps, right? So I can create an app, you know, I could create a desktop app that has, you know, chat features or things like that, and then I could bring that to the Pi and bring in sensors. So I could have an automatic chat bot that could tell me what temperature it is in a given room, right?
Oh, that's so interesting.
Now, what's cool is there's a company called GHI Electronics that works with Microsoft a lot, and they do things with .NET Micro Framework. They also do a lot of .NET Gadgeteer mm-hmm. gear. Well, they've come up with a couple of what are called hats. So a hat in Pi terminology is hardware attached on top.
Okay.
Right? So it's an acronym. So the first one that I have here.
It's funny how it's like, it goes on top and
right.
it's a hat.
Exactly.
It's just really, this is good.
Kind of sensible.
Yeah.
So the Fez hat, right, this guy here, just goes onto the I/O ports of the Pi, just like uh-huh. that. And it includes, it's got a couple of terminals for driving motors.
Okay.
So it has motor driver chip right on board. So for example, if I wanted to build a robot, this is a really quick way for me to take my basic Pi board, and rather than having to breadboard a bunch of stuff right. and hook up a bunch of wires, I can just use this to drive the motors on my robot. It's also got a temperature sensor, a light sensor, an accelerometer. So all of those are things that I could bring into a project. So for example, if I just need a really quick way to demo what you can do mm-hmm. with IoT Core, I've got one board that runs, I think, about $35, $37.
Wow.
Pop it on there, and I've got buttons, I've got servo terminals, I've got a bunch of inputs and outputs, very easy to work with. And I always want to be gentle so I don't yeah. bend the pins when I take these apart. The other board that I've got here is called the Fez Cream. And if you've ever looked at .NET Gadgeteer,
uh-huh.
the sockets will look immediately
yeah.
familiar. So what this does is it brings the world of .NET Gadgeteer, that is pre-made modules, rapid prototyping, to the Pi with Windows IoT Core. So once I put this together, I can say have a joystick mm-hmm. module, and I can actually provide joystick input through one of these sockets to my Universal Windows Platform application. So I could build a game in XAML and create my own little controller, and I could prototype, say, my own little game console on a Raspberry Pi
That's
with Windows.
So the Windows IoT Core is obviously not, it's not the same as like any other version of Windows. Are there things taken out or?
So Windows IoT Core has, it is Windows 10, but it doesn't have the shell. Right,
I see.
You don't have Explorer, you don't have a desktop. Mm-hmm. It's really designed to run a single application primarily, although you can deploy multiple applications to the board.
You're only running one at a time.
You're only one running at a time, exactly.
Right.
And you can connect to it remotely via PowerShell. There's also a web interface that you can get to once you've logged
Installed,
in securely.
Yeah.
So I can go in and select an application that's been deployed to the board and tell it, go ahead and run this one. Or I can go in and say, hey, this specific application, I want you to run this every time you start up.
Interesting. Okay, so you're able to literally take an application and put it on this thing and do pretty much anything. So say you're a marketing person and you mm-hmm. want to have a really special like program that does something. You can put it on there.
Yep.
And just hook it up to a TV.
Yep, absolutely.
Instead of having to yeah. bring your ginormous laptop or whatever.
Sure, and you can do any kind of, anything that you can do in XAML UI. you can do on this Pi. I actually, one of the things that I did first that I thought would be really fun, since this has a bunch of USB ports, I got a USB barcode scanner and I plugged it in and I created just a simple XAML form with the text box. And when you put the cursor in and pull the trigger and scan something, text shows up in the text box, because the way that that piece of hardware works is it acts like a USB keyboard. And since the Pi with Windows 10 IoT Core supports USB mice, USB keyboards, without any driver installation, you just plug it in and it's ready to go. The barcode scanner did exactly the same thing.
That's crazy.
I probably spent about 15 minutes scanning everything in my office that was scannable, because it was just like, oh, that's cool.
Look, there's a barcode. So do you have it attached to like a mini screen, or what do you have it attached
to? So at home, I've got it just on a spare monitor. And you know, that is one thing about the demos that I was doing. I had to figure out, how am I going to display what's on
You should have borrowed my little Ninja.
There you go. What I ended up doing actually is I just have an HDMI to VGA adapter and just plug that into the projector. And thankfully the projector was friendly and displayed the output. So I just swapped from my laptop to my Pi to do the Pi demo.
So how do you go about installing Windows IoT Core on the Pi?
So it's actually a lot easier than it was in some of the previews.
Okay.
In some of the previews, you had to actually get into PowerShell and do some pretty freaky commands. Now there's actually an app that you can download and set up, and you just basically run it. You point it at your micro SD card, which is how this runs, and it goes ahead and installs the IoT Core stuff on the SD card. You drop it just plug it in the slot, fire it up, and it's ready to go.
That's awesome.
Really pretty straightforward to get started.
So what applications have you seen already with Windows Universal apps or Universal Windows apps and IoT Core? Have you seen anything out there? Are people doing some crazy
stuff? So I haven't seen anything yet that other people have done. I've mostly kind of delved into fairly simple hardware demos just because I'm still getting kind of my feet wet with it. Mm-hmm. The nice thing is that once I got my Windows 10 laptop hooked up with the Visual Studio RTM bits, Visual Studio 2015 RTM bits, it was really pretty smooth sailing. The deployment model is a little different from, say, if you're used to .NET Micro Framework or something like that, where you plug the board into a USB port and it pushes it over USB. With this, it's really remote deployment. So it's a model, it's essentially remote.
It's like a phone.
Yeah, sort of like a phone, but yeah, it's like remote debugging, where you're actually pushing the bits over the network, but you still get full debugging support. So you can set breakpoints, step through the code line by line, which is just really awesome.
That's cool, man. And now, because it feels like as a developer now, because I always told people I work with air and electricity, right? That's the output of my work.
Right.
Now I can actually make things.
Well, and one of the things that attracted me to the Gadgeteer platform, which I started with probably 3 or 4 years ago, I was really intimidated by the hardware end of things.
Yeah.
And so for me as a software guy, I come from like an ASP.NET background.
Yeah, me too.
So looking at that and thinking, okay, well, I see the code to make an LED blink, but what's next?
Yeah.
With Gadgeteer, because the modules are sort of very finished and they include drivers that abstract a lot of the underlying complexities, writing code for hardware becomes so much easier.
Because you're not actually getting binary stuff and having to decode whatever the heck's going on.
Yeah.
Instead, they're giving you events of things.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. So when did you start playing with this stuff?
So Gadgeteer probably 3 or 4 years ago. And then the Pi, the Pi 2 I got probably 2 months ago, shortly after it came out. I waited a little bit because, trying to get one was...
I didn't.
Yeah,
I got it the first day.
I
was so excited.
Yeah, I think I missed out on the pre-orders, and so I had to wait a little while. I'm really glad that I made the investment.
So in your opinion, what's the future of IoT?
Wow.
I mean, it feels like there's just...
Well, one of the things that I talked about in my presentation this morning that I think is really critical is security.
Yeah.
I think way too many IoT solutions don't take security seriously, particularly on the consumer side. I think industry and manufacturing maybe a little more so.
Right.
But I mean, you look at even some of the hacks that have happened to retailers. One of them I was talking about this morning, they were hacked because the bad guys went after the credentials of a third-party company that was entrusted with monitoring their HVAC and refrigeration systems. So this third-party company was essentially monitoring over the internet these systems remotely. The bad guys got their credentials, got into those systems, and then were able to hop from there onto the point of sale system, which is how they compromised that. And that's just, it's scary stuff. I mean,
and we've heard of people hacking cars and stuff too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Wired magazine had an article about one of the Jeep models that they were able to remotely control. And you know, again, those systems in cars communicate over something called CAN bus. And so you've got all of these discrete computer systems inside of cars now, and people just don't realize how many computers are actually in a modern car today. And if you don't think through the implications of, okay, now that I've taken this entertainment system or this update system and made it, and given it a cellular connection and allowed it to connect with it via an IP address, once that's open to the internet, if you don't have it properly secured, it's game over.
Yeah.
Right? And it does make one ask the question, why is the entertainment unit able to communicate with the engine or the brakes in the first place? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right? But when you didn't have any way for an outside influence to come in, the CAN bus system made perfect sense in terms of, well, there's no reason not to communicate across these systems, because what if we wanted to be able to do XYZ from the entertainment system?
That's interesting, because, I mean, to remind you the question is, what is the future of IoT? It's sobering for you to say, well, we need to think about security.
Well, but part of the reason that I say that is that I want the future of IoT to be very bright and vibrant.
I like
but it can't be that if we don't get serious about security.
That's awesome. I mean, it's a good way to think about it, because you're like, well, it's just a little device and I'm just putting it here. But if it's connecting over the network and it's pushing data to some database, you just got hacked.
And even something as simple as, okay, I want to build myself a home weather station, right? I've got a temperature sensor, I've got a humidity sensor, maybe I use a light sensor to tell if it's overcast or not, and then I hook up a Wi-Fi module to that and start pumping data out over my Wi-Fi network at home. Well, if I haven't properly secured that device, what's to stop someone from coming along and attaching to that device, using that to leap onto my Wi-Fi network, and then they can get on every machine on my network? That's not a great thing.
Scary times. So this is something that was not the answer I was expecting, but it's the answer that needs to be given, I think.
Yeah, I think there's lots of great stuff that we can do with these technologies. Mm-hmm. I think we have to do it responsibly.
Sure.
And I think we have to do it with some forethought. It's not just about, you know, blinking lights and having fun, although there's lots of that to be had. Mm-hmm. It's really about, when we want to get serious about deploying these solutions out into the wild, we need to know there are bad guys out there who are going to take advantage of that.
Of course. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. This was very instructional.
Well, thank
IoT,
you.
The future of IoT, some cool stuff with Raspberry. I have a Raspberry Pi too. I'm going to get me some of those things. They're called hoods or shields in...
They're called shields in Arduino land.
Okay.
And hats in Pi land. I did want to make a shout out to GHI Electronics who make these. They did provide the Fez cream and the Fez hat for me for review purposes, so wanted to...
That's nice. And they're like $30, right?
Yeah, they're about somewhere in the $30 to $40 range.
That's not expensive. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
My pleasure.
We are here at That Conference, on the That Conference stage, here next to the fire. It's pretty exciting to be here. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you next time. Take care.